You're going to listen to five teenagers speaking about their hopes and dreams. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers 1 to 5 with the statements A to M. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1.
You have to fight for your spot in here. But it's hard, isn't it? Because you've got all these older kids that want to go around doing acid attacks and younger kids robbing phones, robbing motorbikes. It just ruins it for the little ones. You just want to go out and play football, go shopping. Ralph Lauren, Armani, Stone Island, Montclair. That's what all children like. You want to fit in with everyone, don't you? Most of my family are in a different country. They're in Ireland. But they just live everywhere around here, too. They're travellers. O'Briens. I believe it's important to try as hard as you can until you eventually get there. If something is bringing you down, bring yourself up.
Speaker 2.
I remember when I was a kid, my parents wouldn't allow me to go out. So I would rely on my imagination to be like, what's the world like? What is New York like? Right when I got out of the airport, I became a black man. People don't see me as Haitian, like as that immigrant kid that came into this country. They saw me like a black kid, walking. I always had that mindset that I want to bring change to my country and I want to bring change to my people. Even if things are going great for me, they are not going great for my family back in Haiti. They are my biggest worries. If I make it, I want them to make it also.
Speaker 3.
I feel racism has almost become normal. I want to represent the French people that feel betrayed. I personally believe in the new generation. It's like a turning page. We must have faith in its ideas and believe in it. Because in a few years, we will be the ones who are in charge of our lives. And so I think you need to believe in yourself.
Speaker 4. What makes me worried in Nigeria is that they have problems with how to treat people. I want to stand out among my peers. When I go to find a job, I tend to make the managers and directors know how they are supposed to treat me. As a dancer, I hope to help the young ones. We don't really get paid for doing our job as dancers. They don't really give us the respect we deserve. I want to create a platform to respect real dancers, to understand that dance is not what people think it is. It's beyond everything. Speaker 5.
Many girls in India and Bangladesh don't even go to school. Me, when I was growing up, I just took it for granted that, you know, I'd go to school. It's like what all children do. After realizing that it's not, it's something I realized I should value a lot more. If we have the privilege of getting a good chance for education and having the resources to study, really make something of ourselves, I think it's important to do your bit and give back to society. We've been given all of these luxuries. It would be a shame to waste it and not really do something to help out.
Speaker 1.
You have to fight for your spot in here. But it's hard, isn't it? Because you've got all these older kids that want to go around doing acid attacks and younger kids robbing phones, robbing motorbikes. It just ruins it for the little ones. You just want to go out and play football, go shopping. Ralph Lauren, Armani, Stone Island, Montclair. That's what all children like. You want to fit in with everyone, don't you? Most of my family are in a different country. They're in Ireland. But they just live everywhere around here too. They're travellers, O'Briens. I believe it's important to try as hard as you can until you eventually get there. If something is bringing you down, bring yourself up.
Speaker 2.
I remember when I was a kid, my parents wouldn't allow me to go out, so I would rely on my imagination to be like, what's the world like? What is New York like? Right when I got out of the airport, I became a black man. People don't see me as Haitian, like as that immigrant kid that came into this country. They saw me like a black kid, walking. I always had that mindset that I want to bring change to my country, and I want to bring change to my people. Even if things are going great for me, they are not going great for my family back in Haiti. They are my biggest worries. If I make it, I want them to make it also.
Speaker 3.
I feel racism has almost become normal. I want to represent the French people that feel betrayed. I personally believe in the new generation. It's like a turning page. We must have faith in its ideas and believe in it, because in a few years we will be the ones who are in charge of our lives. And so I think you need to believe in yourself.
Speaker 4. What makes me worried in Nigeria is that they have problems with how to treat people. I want to stand out among my peers. When I go to find a job, I tend to make the managers and directors know how they are supposed to treat me. As a dancer, I hope to help the young ones. We don't really get paid for doing our job as dancers. They don't really give us the respect we deserve. I want to create a platform to respect real dancers, to understand that dance is not what people think it is. It's beyond everything.
Speaker 5. Many girls in India and Bangladesh don't even go to school. Me, when I was growing up, I just took it for granted that, you know, I'd go to school. It's like what all children do. After realizing that it's not, it's something I realized I should value a lot more. If we have the privilege of getting a good chance for education and having the resources to study, really make something of ourselves, I think it's important to do your bit and give back to society. We've been given all of these luxuries. It would be a shame to waste it and not really do something to help out.